show, the morning after Q105. We're happy to have you with us. It's Eric, Demetrius, Ashley, and Demarius. 952, Q105.com. For podcasts, some of them are up now. If you didn't know, we're on 8 to 10 Saturday morning, so enjoy those podcasts. And you can listen to the show and things we do on demand at your leisure. Q105.com. I got another traffic cam ticket. Not traffic cam. Click guy. Police cam ticket. The last one I beat because the ticket was written incorrectly and I didn't know which direction I was going. It didn't say. It just said on 75. This one says 75, 475, northbound, 63 and a 50. And I think it's the spot where a lot of people get cracked because you're going northbound on 75. You're about to get on 475. And I guess it goes from 60 or 65 down to 50.
At that curve.
And they just sit and click, click. But, D, what do I say?
It's just a cut. What is that? Cost of living in the city? Doing your share.
You either want your taxes going up, or you're paying that.
Hey. There's one that parks himself right outside of my kid's school zone.
Where at?
Right on Glendale, right across from Trinity Lutheran Church. And he just sits there. I'm like, you're a camper. I don't even know what that means, but I know that's what you're doing.
Good. I don't mind cops hanging out in school zones. It drives me crazy when I see somebody fly through a school zone and you're like, you saw the blinking yellow light, right? Right?
It's an intelligence test with a lot of these places. And I've noticed on days like today, after we have a string of crummy days and usually like snow or weather, when we have a day like this, and he may or may not be there today, but it's the one perched up on like ProMedica Parkway on 475.
Yeah.
He just sits up on the hill. Yep. We all know about that.
Just take your front license plate off. It probably won't turn around.
I don't have a front license plate. Besides, that one gets you going.
What?
That one gets you going westbound. I don't think he's getting anybody going eastbound.
Gotcha.
But there's one, because there's the guy on the hill is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's westbound. Then there's one under the bridge, the same bridge that catches you going towards 75. Occasionally, that's a bike cop. I guess they're both bike cops. Here's my thing. I'll talk to Dennis, see if there's any way to get around. Probably not. Or I'll just pay my $120. You know me. I like to say why and cause a little bit of a headache. I am gonna friend request the cop on Facebook because his name is on there.
he's probably not under his real name on Facebook. Did you already find him?
That would be weird. Like a bunch of Toledo police officers.
I have friends that are cops that are
fake
not,
names yeah. on Facebook.
That would be smart.
Yeah.
That would be smart.
In this day and age, I mean.
But while they do a very dangerous job and a job that many of us won't, including myself, I don't know because.
What?
I don't know.
There's probably like a TBD group on Facebook that all of like the police just get on and like talk about us secretly. And we don't even know about it.
Probably. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And then maybe you can find that police officer and then go in that group. I don't know if you'll get accepted. I don't even know if this group exists, but you can talk
like
about it.
Conspiracy theories. Right.
I'm gonna pay my $120 tax, but I'm not gonna, you know, maybe cause a little ruckus if I can. Again, it's an intelligence.
Don't you
test.
Think it's funny though that like this ticket now has which way you were going, how fast you were going, the directions, like. Not like the other one where it just had 75. This one says westbound.
Well, that one had 61 and a 50. This one says 63 and a 50. And maybe I can just, to cause a little havoc, go in there. And they know
you
this.
You know how much this ticket is really going to cost you? How much is it?
$120.
Nope, $60. You know why?
Why?
Because you should have paid $120 for the last ticket you had.
You're right.
Split the difference. If you get one out of two.
It's a good number.
It's a good number.
You're right. And I know better. And to Dennis's point, he's like, and to a lot of people's points, that these are just revenue generation, which is fine.
And if
you want to say that the stuff on the trail is for safety, fine. Show us the data that safety is improved and there's less accidents, but they have not. And that's fine. Whatever. But with this stuff, I could say that, like Dennis said, they're not deterrents, because when you get a ticket, like when you're pulled over and you get a ticket, you lose the lead foot for a little while until old habits settle in.
Right.
Like, I want to go to this hearing and be like, I'm glad you got me doing 63, because I actually was on my way up to 83.
They want to fix this. That hire a sharpshooter just to shoot out your back window.
But can you imagine if they actually took that money home? Like, their bonus was to go and get people going, and then they got 50% of that. Like, why don't they get a commission on it? Because we know they're underpaid as well.
Now, well, then we should give them a commission for all types of different crimes. Right. You know, hey, for every burglar you bring in, we'll give you 75% of your salary. For every murderer that you bring in, you know, they'll kick it up a little 85% of what you usually make.
It's like Girl Scout cookies, or when you're selling candy for the school, like you get to pick different prizes. Demarius, you're right. Secret police groups and stuff. Right. They, like, I would think that stuff gets talked about.
Yeah. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. I don't think anyone knows about it, though.
Well, the fact that we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We're all going to wind up missing.
Oh, gosh. No,
you too, because I don't know what anybody is talking about right now.
I don't run.
Says the
engineer. Just take me first.
I don't run.
Okay.
Throw me in the trunk. It's fine. Like, I hope you have muscles and tattoos, because then I'll be okay with it.
It was a messy
week.
I don't
run.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Listen to the podcast. Q1055.com, wherever you get your podcasts as well. Audioboom.com is the website. Thanks for being here. Back next Saturday, 8 to 10, every Saturday morning, only on Q105. Broadcasting from the